right into this world. All alone.
Welcome to episode 81 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. In this episode, we're going to drink a bunch of beers from Jack's Abbey Brewing up there in Massachusetts. We have special guests, Jeff and Brian, with us today.
We're here today's with beer.
Hola.
Well, I was going to say hello, but then they
Hi.
You want to take that again?
I screwed it up.
It's the next generation. Or what is it? The new era?
It is.
America's great again.
America is officially great again.
We're going to make lager great again.
We're going to win. I don't know what we're going to win or what competition we're in, but I heard today we're going to win it.
And first, we're going to win it.
America first.
First.
Bigly.
Bigly.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like the hands.
America first.
But not
the America first that said don't fight Nazis, the other America.
Right.
Well, we're four well-off white dudes, so we'll probably be okay.
I know, it's okay now.
Let's just drink
dual citizenship. When I go to work, I just grab by the...
If you're a star, you can do it.
What's wrong? A defective... Go the other way.
There we go. All right.
You can't go the other way anymore. It's not acceptable.
To start...
Bada bing!
Jack's Abbey's Leisure Time Wheat Lager.
So is this a guy from Sons of Anarchy, Jax?
No.
Oh, it's not with an X. Got it.
Oh, Jax Teller.
Yeah, right.
So, guys.
Did you watch that?
Yes.
I like that show.
Oh, did I watch Hamlet?
Yeah, Hamlet. But then it stopped being Hamlet and started being Hillbilly Soap Opera, as my wife called it.
I didn't see that.
You know, Sons of Anarchy? It's good.
No, Hamlet.
You never seen Hamlet?
Same thing.
Oh, I see. Never mind. I'm just catching up.
All right. So.
Spoilers!
Kind of a.
It's cloudy.
Hazy yellow?
Very light yellow.
Lemony?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You guys have the better glasses.
Yeah, decent head.
Got a little bit of head on mine.
Fluffy head. Pretty effervescent.
Ooh, it smells like a.
Ooh, sweetie bread.
One of those pilsner-y.
Yeah. Oh, not pretty sweet.
I don't get pilsner. I get sweet and like a little bread.
A little bit of citrus.
Ooh. That's light and that's like a lemon cake.
That pilsner-y flavor.
I'm not getting that.
No?
Pilsner? No. I don't get any bitters. This is sweet.
This is...
with a little citrus tart.
Yeah, I want to drink
this.
This
is a wheat.
This is summer beer. Right here.
This is a...
We're drinking this
pilsner
at the wrong time.
I don't get any of that pilsner flavor at all.
Yeah, no, I thought I did on the nose at first and definitely don't taste it. And I'm going to tell you what you're smelling and tasting because I'm going to read the bottle if you're so inclined to hear about it.
Lemon muffin, that's what it tastes like.
Lemon muffin.
That's the
first ingredient.
Yes.
And the second is chamomile and orange peel.
That sounds like this kind of soap crap my
And
wife gets.
Your favorite, lemongrass and coriander.
Oh, I love lemongrass.
But you don't like the coriander, but you got that too. But I'm not getting the coriander. No. I'm feeling the orange peel and the lemongrass, but pretty mild on lemongrass, I think.
There's only 15 hops in here. 15
hops,
IBUs.
4.8 alcohol.
Very low. Are you guys getting any hops?
I get no bitter at all. There's like that's the thing on the pilsner. You get a little bit of that bitter aftertaste. Not at all.
I guess just kind of effervescence from the bubbles. I guess
it's easy drinking.
Yeah, I think I could drink a lot.
We're all pretty much done.
Yeah, in case that could go in a.
I mean, we only split a 12-ounce bottle, but still, it went down pretty fast. 4.8. Alcohols by volume in here.
And I get the sense that this isn't the kind of beer you'd want to warm up.
It has been a little bit.
It's been sitting on the table for about half an hour as we waited to start the episode.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
are they going to be spoiled?
I can switch these out for the cold ones.
I liked it. So what do we know about Jack's
so
Abbey?
So here's Jack's Abbey. Jack's Abbey. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
May I?
Yes.
It's a wheat. Let's start with it's a wheat lager.
So, as opposed to an ale.
Yeah.
Oh.
How many wheat lagers have you had?
I don't think I've had any.
Yeah.
All
right.
There's going to be one thing in common with all these Jack's Abbey beers.
What? They're wheat?
No.
Because I'm...
Try again.
They're lagers.
Intolerant.
Lagers.
They're all lagers.
They're all lagers.
Lagers.
Jack's Abbey only brews lagers, not ales. We not only love the taste of the lager, but also its rich history. Over 200 years ago in Bavaria, lagers were first created by storing large casks in cool caves high in the Alps. Low temperatures slowed the fermentation, while ales normally ferment for a week. Brewers were seeking fermentation times upwards of 4 to 6 weeks for lagers. This became known as lagering. The result created a smoother, fuller, and more complete flavored beer. The radical change in taste and thinking pushed lagers to the forefront of Bavarian beer culture, surpassing the common ale and becoming the dominant beer of choice in the region, soon dominating all of Europe.
That is interesting.
Jack's Abbey.
A wheat lager.
Brews lagers and only lagers to give Americans the opportunity to love a beer that is loved the world over. We want to bring the lager back, make the lager great again. With quality, locally sourced ingredients in mind.
Hey, make the lager great again. Did you just add that, or was that in their comp?
No, it was not in their comp.
All right.
We want to make lagers the beer lover's first choice once again. Drink good lager.
There you go.
Well, that was delicious. So exciting.
I like that one, okay.
Yeah. So then our next selection, does this make sense?
That it's, sure. The IPL.
Is the Calyptra Session IPL.
IPL, because it's a lager, right. Not an ale.
Yeah.
I get it.
And we've got a trio of IPLs coming up, eh?
Did they have pale lagers in India?
I don't think they had the lagering process there. It's too hot. It's sticky. Oh, they were on the boats, though. So
this guy...
Wait, who's on the boat? The immigrants?
The IPAs.
The IPAs.
Happy to survive.
Can I have one of those other glasses so I can see the color? Any glass that's not this one. Wow. Thank you.
Too skinny?
Yeah, it just takes the color away. So, yeah. Calyptra.
This looks just as pale as the last one, but...
Not quite as cloudy, yeah. The wheat beers tend to be a little cloudy, right? Because it's got the wheat.
The wheat clouds it up.
So the bubbles on this one are smaller.
So if I have one of those gluten things, I probably shouldn't be having this, right?
Ooh, I smell some hops.
A little hoppy, yeah.
That's a big difference from the last one, as I actually smell the hops.
Little greenery on the nose on this one.
Ooh, yeah.
I like it. I like the smell a lot.
But a light, no dank, right?
All right, so
it's not a basement greenery.
No, you're right. Light, fresh.
Yeah. Like being in the pine forest.
Now, I pulled this one as a colder bottle, and we probably could have just had the warm one, because I think I'm losing some of the flavor. It's just kind of crispy. This should be a little hoppier, and I'm not even getting a lot of that.
Mm. No,
it's good.
I do a little bitterness comes over. Oh, I get the bitter.
There's definitely more hops in this one. More IBUs.
Session. This one only a 0.1 alcohols more than the last guy, 4.9.
What was it called?
Calyptra.
Calyptra Session IPL.
It's got a butterfly or some sort of
Jack's Abbey.
Calypso and Citra hops, so there you go. Calyptra. And Citra is a hop that you can normally detect, kind of is pretty unique, and I'm going to go with, I don't quite detect Citra.
So 45 IBUs, last one was 15.
So we got to let this one warm, huh?
4.9 alcohols, so... That's the session. Barely a session, nice. I would say.
Yeah.
It's a session. It's under 5. I like to see 4.5 for a session.
Well, but, where are we
I
on
guess
this?
You, I guess you can be lower than 5.
4.9?
Yeah.
And 5 is really, that's a Budweiser, and people will, well, I guess it is a session.
Well, the way Mike drinks them.
Yeah, it is. Well, does a session mean you drink way more than one?
That's what you get a suitcase of.
Yeah, that's why, right, because like, that's for when... You're not tasting, and you're just drinking for the drunk. It's like, why do I drink good beer at that point?
All right, so warming this guy up a little bit.
Rice and corn. Mmm.
Yes. warming this up a little bit, I get a little bit more bittering, not really more body, but the bittering body that I'm detecting is the lager, like as Chris was saying.
From the effervescence?
Like the Pilsner-ish, that bitter, that's a...
I feel a little bit of hop bitter, too. Yeah. No? As it warms up, I'm trying to warm mine up as well.
Okay, yeah, I just warmed it, like, give it a good, you know, handhold and swirl around a little
bit. No, you're right. This is
But there's
more,
something
more,
else there, too.
Yeah, this isn't like an IPA bitter. It's more like a Pilsner bitter.
I think we are getting something a little bit different than we would get in a session IPA. And I don't know if it's the L. The replace of the L with the A, or the A with the L.
I mean, look at the color, too, though. I mean, it's like a...
What is that aftertaste? Is that like a piney aftertaste? What would you call that?
It's astringent.
Astringent, okay.
But I don't know what I don't get pine.
There is something else there. I mean, it says, let's see, what do they say on the can? Fruity, citrusy, and tropical aromas. It's
bitter. Soapy.
It's a sessionable malt body.
I get that aroma.
Yeah.
Well, light on the, like the tropical, but I get the aroma and none of the taste.
Do you get malt body?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. Like the lager malt body. That's what I feel like the bitterness feels like.
All right, that was Calyptra, and Jeff has already opened the next one. What's the next one?
So no articles or nothing? No recent beer experiences?
I have a recent beer experience I can talk about while opening the next beer. I went up to Vermont, and I went to Hill Farmstead Brewery. Hill Farmstead, very famous, one of the big three Vermont breweries.
Have any of those beers survived?
Yeah, I have. Well, we'll have a couple.
We're drinking some tonight?
Sometime. Maybe video episodes. I went there. It's usually very crowded at the brewery up there in rural Vermont. But we were traveling in a snowstorm, so there was nobody there, which was pretty sweet.
Timing is everything.
So I let the kids run around the snow, and we went inside and drank some beers, some very tasty beers. Chatted with the bartender people there and brought back a bunch of bottles. But a very cool place.
Was it worth the hype?
It was worth the hype, yeah. I think so. I think it's definitely worth going out there.
Every experience I've had with that beer and brewery, I'm sorry, that brewery, not that beer, that brewery, has been excellent.
They have a number of their beers are on the top 100 Beer Advocate rated beers. And yeah, we'll watch out for some video episodes. We'll drink a couple on video episodes. We have one with, what was that?
Coral?
Not, what was the herb or thing in the bottle that I showed you?
Yeah.
Stingweeds.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
I'm lost. Lemon. Too old to remember something that happened an hour ago.
All right. So you poured something else.
What was this? Hopponius.
Hopponius Union.
All right. So this is a IPL, not a session IPL.
It has 6.5 alcohols.
Oh, okay. No. Really?
Yeah. 6.5 and 65 IBUs.
All right. Look at that alignment.
Right.
So this also poured still very clear, but not even too dark. You know, it's not quite as yellow.
It's more golden.
A slight amber tinge, but ever so slight.
Golden, translucent.
It says, what does that say? You can only read it correctly.
Wicked hoppy.
But the hoppy is to knock you over. It's not. I mean,
so what was the smell?
I get floral.
I agree.
That's all I'm getting. Like
floral on the nose, definitely.
They say tropical citrus aroma.
Yeah. Well, let me get the flavor. It's citrus? Like a sweet flower.
This doesn't smell as hoppy as the last one to me, actually.
Ooh.
Or it's not. I'm not getting
this. This tastes like the New England Juicy.
I'm not getting that.
I get more rind.
Okay, so like more grapefruity.
Yeah, more the rind than the fruit.
I'd say it almost is a little less drying than the last one.
Yes, definitely.
So if you want to say that makes it feel a little more juicy, yes. I just say it's not drying, but it's not quite juice to me. And I just do have attributed that to the higher higher ABV, higher alcohols, a little more residual sugars in there or something. So not an unpleasant drink. And if you you wouldn't go, oh, this is a lager, right? If someone gave it to you, you'd be like, oh, this is one of the trendy IPAs.
Yeah. You think you'd say it's trendy? Yeah, I don't know if I'd go IPA. If you were giving me this blind taste test, I'd be like, this is an interesting, I wouldn't know what it was because it's got that fruity finish, but it doesn't have that bitter bite that IPAs seem to have.
I'm to the point, I think there's enough hoppiness in this, there's enough bittering that I can't discern I wouldn't be able to put this side by side with an IPA of a similar, 6.5 and 65 IBUs. Oh, so I guess what I would say is that 65 IBUs, and there's a lot that goes into what your perception of the bittering is. 65 is probably on the lower side for a lot of, you know, current high-end right. IPAs. It maybe attacks a little bit stronger. It maybe tastes a little more bitter than I think I would attribute to a 65 IBU. Mm. And maybe that's whatever. That's the body that you get with the lagering. Or, again, there's so much else involved there. The water, the minerals, the malt.
So where is Jack's Abbey?
Where is Jack's Abbey? Well, I didn't go to the brewery.
They are in...
It is a Massachusetts brewery, right?
It is. I just
6 minutes of prep. That's what they tell us. Where the heck is Jack's Abbey? You got a caller.
Framingham, Massachusetts. Framingham is the answer.
Where's framing? Is that how you pronounce it? Because I know you like when there's certain consonants up there.
I believe it's pronounced.
Is it pronounced Worcester?
Yeah, Worcester is how you pronounce it.
Okay.
There's three dudes. Look like maybe brothers. Jack Handler, Eric Handler, and Sam Handler. They're the co-owners. One is the brewing guy. One's the finances guy. And one's the sales guy.
Oh.
What I know about Jack's Abbey is I'd say maybe as much as 3 years ago. I may be mixing it up again. I'm old. I can't, you know, mess up time.
But you can mess up time.
This was one of the few breweries that I was hearing about in New England in general, and definitely Massachusetts focused. Like, I'd say,
really,
if I was hearing about a place in New England that was, you know, doing some crazy stuff, new stuff, hot on the scene, Jack's Abbey, all day, every day.
And when was that?
Like I said, maybe three-ish years ago?
Oh, because I already forgot what you said.
Maybe it was only two. But now, currently, you don't hear about them at all.
Really?
I would say...
They've been overcome by all the other
stuff. Mid-Atlantic, have you heard Jack's Abbey?
No.
I heard it because I'm so plugged into family and friends. Right. And, you know, that's the back home for me. But I don't hear that from them, and we certainly don't hear about it. Like, they became a breakout success at that time, but I think have been overshadowed by some of these
New England breweries.
And then the New England IPA is now, like, inventing new styles. Yeah. So, there you go.
Yeah. I have not heard of Jack's Abbey, but I'm looking at a map, and it looks like it's inland from Boston.
It might be a little bit south and west.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's fair to say.
Inside 495, outside 95.
Yeah, fair to say. Also not far from Worcester.
They all say Worcester, right? That's how you're supposed to pronounce every town in Massachusetts.
Yeah, Worcester.
Where's Worcester? I mean, it's like smack in the middle between Boston and Worcester.
There you go.
Wicked.
All right, I'm stepping. I'm mixing up the order here, possibly, and we're still moving on to an IPL. But this is going to be a polarizing pour, I think, for everybody.
What?
Yeah.
Look at that color. That's an IPL.
Is it
instead of an India? Is it an Imperial?
I called it an IPL. It's a black lager.
You can't say that anymore. Or you can say it now. I don't know what those are anymore.
You're allowed to again. Yeah. We're finally free.
So what is this called? Smoking Dagger?
Called Smoking Dagger. Black Lager.
Oh, it's perfect.
I smell the chocolatey stuff.
So if you don't hold this up to the light, it is just chocolate brown, dark chocolate brown. Yeah. Up to the light, a little bit of amber peeking through. So it's not quite an oil can pour.
Right. You can see through this. In the slender glass, it's giving me the amber
and, look. Unlike the previous heads, this is a nice tan head. And a little frothier, a little foamier, a little more body to the head.
Looks a little bit like a Guinness, sort of.
Not rocky, but a nice creamy looking head.
Mm-hmm. What do you smell?
I smell embers.
Do you get any smoke?
I smell smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, I taste smoke.
Oh yeah.
So we might have messed up the palate for the follow up beer.
Well, this one, smoke and dagger.
It is smoke.
It's smoky.
That is not good.
What are you talking about? I like smoking.
It's a Rausch beer.
No, I'm being a jerk.
I would say a lager.
It could be not good and still be two style. It's a Rausch beer, right?
Which, no, actually, that's pretty good.
Or a Schwartz beer? I like it. Is that what it is?
So, Schwartz beer. No, but so this, it's a little bit aqueous.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
I'm feeling that from you all. Right?
Yep.
So still pretty refreshing. And to me, tastes like, and the only brown ale I will, you know, deign to consume would be like a British mild.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit like a mild, and then with dropped a piece of like smoked kibasa in.
Right.
But like
that. Maybe it's got some peat moss in there.
Yeah, it's it's on the lower side of smoky. It's more smoky on the nose than on the.
I agree. Yeah. You definitely. I thought it would taste more of that smoke flavor, but. I'm also with you, too, like, on a smoked beer that's got this profile, having all the effervescence that it has kind of takes away from it a little bit. Like, they don't – that combination doesn't seem to serve it very well. If it were an ale, it might do a little bit better.
What do they say on the top of that label, the two little sides things?
Roasted and smoky.
And?
Cloaked in mystery.
Mystery.
Mystery. Cloaked in – haven't yet. Cloaked in mystery.
Back the car. This dark black beer skirts the line between Schwartz beer and smoked porter, is what they say. The use of a small percentage of traditional beechwood smoked malt adds complexity.
Yeah, it is subtle, though. It's not overwhelming.
Yeah, you know, I'm really ready to hate any beer that looks like this and has that aroma on the nose, but...
All right.
Yeah, not that bad to be drinking.
Are you getting a chocolate finish on this?
Chocolate, dark chocolate.
I'm getting a little bit of like a bitter chocolate finish. I wasn't getting that at the beginning, but as we kind of sit there,
it's got like a dark chocolate.
A dark chocolate.
It's a little bitter.
I see that. Yeah,
I was gonna ask if you get chocolate or coffee.
Coffee in there.
Yeah. I've not gotten coffee.
No,
I don't think so.
No, it's sweeter.
Those are the porter notes, right? Coffee. And chocolate.
It's more, like a dark chocolate that I'm getting.
So, a black lager.
Can you say that now?
That's what it's called.
You can say it again.
You
couldn't used to.
So I like they have their logo on the top of all their caps, which is kind of cool. It has a little hop sign, maybe a little barley symbol, and a, I don't know what the checkered thing is.
Okay. This one looks is either an upside down cross or a sword hilt. I'm guessing that's a dagger.
Dagger.
That's a smoking dagger.
Had the dagger, yeah.
That's a dagger.
How many alcohols does this one have?
This alcohol's, Jesus, I can't see anything. 5.6 alcohols, 25 hops.
So here's to Jack's Abbey for just not going over the top on the alcohol content on all their beers. And all the beers.
Not trying to knock you on your ass.
Their labeling is kind of a common theme on the labeling, with little variations and a little picture in the middle.
With that triangle, it's like a coat of arms, right?
It looks. Did they? So we have bottles.
Yeah.
It looks like a lot of all their pictures on the website are cans, though, of these same beers that we're drinking.
So the next one that we're going to try from them, the last one we're going to try from them is in a can. So this is where I have to admit, I went for the Jack's Abbey mix pack.
Okay.
And that's where the bottles came from. Yeah. I was prepared to buy mass quantities of beer while I was in Massachusetts. And I was happy to come across a mix pack to cut down on the total quantity.
Did they let you do mix and match up there?
Actually, they did. But I got friends. You know, I got to bring some home to share.
Thank you. Have you met us? So the one thing on here that I'll call out is, while we're not getting purged for being hippy-dippy, it's locally sourced ingredients, unfiltered and unpasteurized. So it gives it. It's all legit, man.
Yeah, so I think I'm seeing that on there. Interesting note, the wheat lager, same thing, unfiltered, unpasteurized. Expected, that was a cloudy guy.
Yep.
The Session IPL, the Calyptra, same thing. And that was a pretty clear beer.
Yeah.
So they did a pretty good job. Well
doesn't
that's
lagering,
what the lagering process
yeah, right,
does,
it does, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like all that time.
Is that what we got over here, too? I mean, are they saying the same thing?
Unpasteurized,
yeah. So that's their message, unfiltered, unpasteurized, which is good fresh beer.
Right? That's right.
All right.
Drink fresh. No born on date, man.
Are we ready to move on to the next one?
Well, do you have any beer experiences? Anybody else have stories? Anything they want to talk about? We had the holiday season has passed. Anything happen over that? Beer related?
I went to Jilly's.
I'm good.
So they've opened up their taps to 10. So for those of you in the Mid-Atlantic area, and it's not too far from where you live,
but actually not too far
from you either. Really,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jilly's, it's a bottle shop where you can get really. They have an excellent selection of beers
next to Urban Barbecue.
Yeah,
yes,
and a little deli.
And now they have 10 taps, so you can fill growlers there or just hang out. So we went there. I met up with a friend of mine there, and they had Manor Hill on tap, where they had some special Manor Hill brews. They had who does Duckpin?
Union.
And they had what's the other one? Not the double Duckpin. What do they call that one? Their special. The Duckpin's pretty damn good. Yeah. Anyways, all the stuff was high end that they have on tap, but they have a good little happy hour. They have nice noshes that you can get there. So
you can drink and shop for beer.
You can drink and shop for beer.
You can drink beer while shopping for beer, which
or just
is
drink
genius,
beer. Really. And then if you get hungry and don't want their deli food, there's that awesome Urban Barbecue right next door.
That's good stuff.
So my recommendation, order whatever you want meat style. While they're prepping it, come over, grab yourself a pint grab a six-pack of nice beer. They're good people there, good vibe. So that was a really cool experience. And you had told me about that before.
Yeah.
And I think we went there.
We went there once.
Two taps or something.
Yeah, two or three only.
We were going to try to do a live show there.
I want to go to there. Where is it?
It's not too
Twinbrook.
Twinbrook. So you know where Guitar Center is?
Yeah.
It's right across the street from Guitar Center.
The big piano store next. Is that still next door or in that same
Jordan
building?
Jordan Kitts or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a good time over there.
Yeah, it sounds good.
But if you want to do it, give me a call. I'll join you. And I still haven't been to Seven Locks, and I still haven't been to Wiradjaka. So this summer, guys, we're going on the road. We're going to go live at Monocacy.
NBC on the road.
We're going to go live at Wiradjaka. We're going to go live at Seven Locks.
And Louisville, too.
Oh, yeah, we're never going
to. I know that. I've accepted that.
Okay.
I did just reconnect with family while I was in Massachusetts, who are in Pennsylvania, in the Lancaster County area.
Are they Amish?
No.
Okay.
They may aspire to. They were telling all the great beer spots around them to go to. So I have a list
of
the road trip places to go. But I was reflecting back to the place that we have to go to that is it's the Pizza Boy Brewery, Owls of Hampton. We need to road trip this place. It's the place that has. So they're like, oh, yeah, get over there. So it's west of where they are. Road trip-wise, it'd be like us going to Harrisburg.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But
let's go.
You could do it. But Owls of Hampton is the home of Pizza Boy Brewing, but also has like the 100 beers on tap. So good food and
campsite.
Yeah, you got to camp there all day long and 100 beers. So
I'm sold.
I'm up for the Twinbrook because we can get there, you know, in the afternoon.
Right.
But, yeah.
And you can metro home.
Yeah.
If you had to.
There you go.
Zip it around.
Or bike.
Strong. So I at least paid for my new bike. So hopefully sometime in the next month or two, the Surly will be mailed to me.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. I got the, Straggler.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So a disc brake and...
It's more of a road bike one.
Yeah.
Instead of...
Yeah.
On the handlebars.
Yes.
That works well for you guys seeing us on video, but not so much on the radio. The Straggler. Look at this
beautiful green can. This next Jack Savvy is not available outside of Massachusetts and Rhode Island.
Oh, boy. Well, are we going to get arrested?
Oh, boy.
So
Dry hop.
Jeff has... brought this across state lines.
Me too.
It's like taking them.
You mean violation?
Tag off your mattress.
Oh,
I'm with the mattress.
So it looks like we got some Rocky Head here. It'll float
around. I don't know about you guys, but this is pouring cloudy.
Very cloudy.
Is it because I got the bottom? Or no,
no, it's staying cloudy.
Looks like lemon juice, or you know, you need to see the doctor if you pee like this.
Well, this looks like a New England IPA.
Yes. Yeah. It looks like one of those juicy beers.
Ooh, this is bright.
Strong.
Green.
Okay.
I'm almost getting a little cleanser.
Are you guys getting so? All right. It's the cat.
Pine-sol?
I can't smell anything anymore. Hold on. Clear the sinuses.
I can see
now. I got that.
I can see where you're saying cleanser. Yeah.
It's Pine-sol. It's lemon pine.
Yep.
Oh, it's gonna taste good. I hope. Does it taste good?
I like the aftertaste.
Ooh, very citrus.
Yeah, I get like a nice lemony aftertaste.
It's more bitter than I expected.
Lemon and pretty heavy pith aftertaste.
Pith. Yeah, pith. Yes. Very pithy.
Woo! Oh, it's just going into your tongue. The bitter clench. The what do you call that? Astringency.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, that's good. So
wow, that gets bitter. Oh, it doesn't stop.
Yeah. That is not New England-y juicy IPA at all.
No, that's I would go. Well, you know, it starts New England juicy, ends what a Sierra Nevada or a Pacific Northwest IPA would do.
Yeah, over the top,
but without the dank. Punches. Yeah,
no, right, no, right.
Doesn't have, it's not the heavy evergreen.
I agree. Stays pretty bright.
Right. That's weird. It's like a bear trap. It's clamping down on your tongue. It's crushing it.
That is a great descriptor. It is. This is pulling no punches.
They should put that on their can. Bear trap
bitters.
Just grabbed your tongue and don't
let go. So what was this called? This is called
Excess
IPL. So they took the IPL and they excessified it. We got 7.2 alcohols and 80 hops in here.
Three times dry hopped.
Yeah, that's a, serious. And this is another one where I know we've been, desensitized, and 80 IBU would have sounded like crazy in the past, but it's not uncommon to see someone, advertising 100 or more IBU.
Yeah.
It's arguable that you can even sense anything more than 100, but I go, this is maximum hoppiness. So, wow, 80 IBU seems understated for the recipe here.
Yeah.
That's good, but it's another one. Wow, I don't even know if I could stand to drink a ton of that.
I was going to say, you can't have too much of it.
No, this is not like we opened with the I could drink many, many of these, and ending with the this is an experience beer. The taster glass might be all you want. Wow, that's so weird how it just keeps on going and going and going on the bitter.
I picture you later tonight, you're still going. Right? Still, oh my God.
Still taste it.
Well, it's a good thing this is the last beer we're having.
This week.
Yeah.
Wow.
But next week's coming quick.
That's true.
We're celebrating Hop Mania with our outrageously hoppy lager, Excess IPL. Various methods of hopping throughout the brewing and lagering process maximize the aromas with bold hop aromatics and flavors. This IPL is packed to the brim with intense hoppy goodness.
That is no lie. I like it. But I think it would be like a single, let's warm it, right?
Yep.
Did you swap out the can with the cold one?
I did.
You did, yeah? Because it is just pretty cold.
Huh. So, Citra, Chinook, Equinox, Calypso, and Simcoe hops.
So, the front side of all those hops list, those are like the hot, the recently hot or the new hotness in hops. And then that addition of Simcoe is what is your last killer.
Is that
the slight dankness and then the suck it out of you astringency.
They look like they have a really nice brewery and beer hall there. In Framingham.
In Worcester. Framingham.
I don't want to be negative, but I'm not sure if there's any other reason to go to Framingham. It's not a bad, it's not a bad place. It's not an attraction necessarily.
They have gaming nights on Tuesday with Settlers of Catan and Pandemic and Jenga.
Wait, what's that game called? Clue. I keep thinking that I gotta play this game.
Catan?
You said
Catan? Settlers of Catan?
Settlers of Catan. Settlers of Catan.
Oh, it's like a religion in my house.
Is it good?
Phenomenal.
Is it fun?
What is it?
Is it
computer game?
Board game. Board game.
Board game? Okay.
Is it five person or four person?
You could.
Two to five?
Expansion. Pandemic, too. My family started playing that. That's a fun one.
Pandemic. Yeah, we have Pandemic, too. Pandemic's a good one with kids because you're all playing together. The problem I found with it is telling the kids what to do.
You're supposed to collaborate.
But maybe it's teaching them strategy, right? Yeah. If you talk to them in the right way about it.
You're teaching them, yeah.
Is it? We have, there's a couple of those games too.
You playing what card? You gonna play that card?
Art, have you warmed yours up? Have you warmed up your accessory?
Yeah.
I'm warming it up. I'm warming it up right now.
It's warming in my belly.
It's a little nice that it does smooth out a little bit.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is there any left in the can?
Yeah, yeah. Pour that out, warm it up.
Still has that astringency though. Or that feeling at the end. But yeah, it's mellow.
You get a little better,
a little better
juice. Yeah, one more juice.
I do like that juice thing. Like Treehouse, they've nailed it.
Oh yeah.
But Manor Hill came pretty close with that one, man. Yeah. That Citra one that they have. Yeah.
All right.
That's a good one to end on.
Tabby.
Yeah, good stuff.
Nice array.
Nice job, Jack.
All right.
Jack was the name of one of those guys.
We didn't do any
list of media.
No articles.
I don't have anything.
Let's cut to the chase.
I think we'll call this a nice short episode. So, the beers we have tonight.
This episode is dedicated to the hands of the 45th president. Small, short.
Quick, workmanlike.
Leisure Time Wheat Lager.
We had the air after that comment.
Calyptra Session IPL. We had Hopponius Union IPL. Is that what we had next?
Yeah.
And then we had a Smoke and Dagger Black
Lager. Smoke and Dagger.
And then we ended with Excess IPL. Brian, you choose which one of these lovely beers you're going to take home with you.
If I were forced to take one home, what was the first one? Leisure Time. That was good. I could drink that
all
night.
That's yours? Okay, yeah. The Wheat Lager. Uh-oh.
Hey, man, holidays are over.
Come in!
We're doing a show!
All right, Jeff, you pick one of these beers.
All right, so the Calyptra and the Hopponius Union were fine, bitter beers. Nothing kind of stood out. Well executed, decent. The Smoke and Dagger, I was surprised. Hey. I actually kind of enjoyed that black lager. The last guy there, what do we call
Excess?
Him? Excess. I mean, just over the top. And I would like to try that again. But I would like to drink the Leisure Time. Yeah, all day, every day. Nice, executed, clean, refreshing. Yeah, I'll go with that guy, Leisure Time.
I'm going to go with Leisure Time, too. I'll make that at least three. Mike, which one do you pick?
Oh, I like the Excess.
Okay.
I mean, that experience of the clamp down on my tongue was really cool. Like, just sit there, like... I don't know if you've ever had that experience where you've taken a salt and vinegar potato chip and instead of chewing it, just let it sit on your tongue and the weird experience you taste in your mouth. It's a layered experience drinking that one. Plus, I like the way it started off with that fruity New England taste. Not as well balanced as some other ones, but enough of the hints of that, and then finishing with that bitter. That's pretty cool, but. Was it Leisure Time? That, I definitely, if I go buy another one, I'm going to get those. But of the experience tonight, that was pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
So I'll go with the can.
All right. That's good. Let's close this one out.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Do I do the quote first or do I
no,
do the thanks
the
for
quote
listening
at the end.
First? It's been a while.
At the end.
Been a while. Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 81. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or Stitcher or any of those other podcast players or get it directly from cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/cnbcpodcast. We're also putting up videos on youtube.com/cnbcpodcast.
You should check them out. Chris is losing a lot of weight.
And you can follow us on Twitter at CNBC Podcast.
And next week, we're going to go up to the New England area and meet that brewmaster over at Harpoon, right?
No.
No? Damn it. All right. Well, if I saved all the money I spent on beer, I'd spend it on beer.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Drink good.
Drinking lager.
Lager.
Wicked good. Gotta raise some hair.